Ad Jesus filamus, genentes et plentes, in hoc latinarum mare. Ea ego, advocata nostra, filos tuos, misericordes oculos, ad nos converte. Et Iesus, benedictum proprium lectis tui, nobis, os profexilius, Francisci Xavier. Nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. And now, sisters, can I be heard in the back? Sisters, can I be heard? A review of the two commandments, third and fourth. About a half an hour for each. First of all, the third commandment, it has deeply shaped the chosen people. And the chosen people in the Old Testament and the chosen people in the New Testament. In other words, Judaism, you might say, is built around the Sabbath. And the reason is because the Jewish people and unique among the many nations of the world for the coming of Christ who believed there is only one God, and that one God created the world out of nothing. Hinduism is about 4,000 years old. In other non-Christian religions, same thing. Many went out of existence. Babylonian religion, Egyptian religion, and I've taught these religions. But Judaism was unique in believing there's only one God, and there's one God as the creator of the whole world. And that is why, sisters, what the Jews call the Sabbath was in many ways the center of their faith. Once you believe there's only one God, and that one God is creator of everything, and everybody else believes in many gods, evidently that will be a unique religion. Now there are two versions in the Old Testament of the third commandment, the one in Exodus and the other one in Deuteronomy. Now the stress in the book of Exodus is on observing the Sabbath because God created the world. The stress in Deuteronomy is on gratitude for God delivering the Jewish people from their being enslaved by the Egyptians. Now, with the rise of Christianity, as we know, the Sabbath became Sunday. And now, the Christian reasons why the Sabbath, the seventh day, was changed to the first day. First of all, and let's be clear, Sunday remains what it was already for the Jews, a weekly commemoration that God created the world. Don't forget that. And therefore, even as the Old Testament tells us that God for 6 days worked, as the expression goes, in creating the world, on the seventh day He rested. But sisters, God rested. But are we supposed to work 6 days a week? Are we to work? Yes. There's a wonderful phrase in the Old Testament, which I memorized. Man is born to labor as a bird is born to fly. A bird cannot fly. Poor bird. We don't work. And sisters, I am no longer your age. And I'm working. So that behind the third commandment is not only that we have one day of rest. Behind that third commandment is also, and it's a commandment, 6 days of work. Okay, sisters, we're supposed to work. Now the three basic reasons why Sunday became the now holy day. First, because our Lord rose on Easter Sunday. In the Creed, we say that He rose again from the dead. What does that word again mean? Did Jesus rise twice? Well, from Good Friday, when our Lord died on Calvary, until Easter Sunday, where was He? His body, of course, was in the grave. Where was His soul? Busy the souls of the faithfully departed. That's why in the Creed we say, and He rose again. How's that? Our first rising was of Christ's soul. We can use the expression, rose from the grave in Jerusalem. And then He used the word descended, remember? We see He did it into hell. He don't mean the real hell. But Jesus descended among the souls of the faithful departed, Adam and Eve. Sisters, I think I've told you. I asked how many of you talked English. How many, can I ask you? How many spoke English at home? Not me. And my father died when I was a year old, to the age of 6, began going to a Catholic school. My mother was Byzantine. My first prayer book was in Russian.